Hello. Hello, everybody. Hi there. How are you? It's Wednesday. Yes, my name is Kyle Miller, and it's Wednesday. It's time for the Wednesday edition of the Drive Time Show right here on Vaughn Radio. And we have a good one for you. We have lots to talk about. Tino, it is it's National Cheeseburger Day. Did you know that? National Cheeseburger Day. Now, whenever you say national, I guess you can say, well, which nation? And I suppose if it's Cheeseburger Day, it's probably the United States, right? I mean, we don't have that in Spain, Cheeseburger Day. But it's National Cheeseburger Day. It's a thing. And people are talking about it online. So it gives me the opportunity to talk about one of my favorite things, the cheeseburger, right? So we'll talk about that a little bit. And we'll look at some food in the world of fast food. And I welcome your thoughts on that. But let's also see what else. Okay, Mass. We're going to look at technology as IBM is launching a new computer, a new 53 qubit. Qubit? A quantum computer. Apparently, it's the most advanced computer ever. It's coming out. And we'll try to figure out what this means. I'm not a computer scientist, believe it or not, but we'll see what this is all about. We'll learn a little bit about this new computer. Also, the return of our Drive Time Top 5 list today. And we're going to look at some history, too. We'll look at Fidel Castro arriving in New York on this day in 1960. Of course, controversial figure, Fidel Castro. So we'll talk a little bit about him. And also, news of UFO sightings, or at least a UFO sighting, and President Jimmy Carter in the United States, he filed a report. He filed a report on a UFO sighting on this day back in 1973. Why? Well, we'll find out. We'll talk about it. We'll learn a little bit about that. So we have plenty to come on the show. We got all that, and also grammar, pronunciation, challenges, interactive sections. Oh, my gosh. What a show. Lots to cover. Lots to talk about. Let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. Yes, it's Wednesday. It's that time.
¿Qué onda?
¿Qué onda, amigo? Hombre. All right. What we're going to do is begin. Oh, actually, before we begin, well, we're going to have our Twitter translation in a minute, but first I just want to say, because I forgot to mention this all week, but I want to say thank you to the people at Melodia FM who invited me to the radio on Saturday. And if you go to their website, you can find on iVox, at 12 o'clock, or a little after 12 o'clock, I visited, I was on the radio, talking about English. We had a fun, it was fun and funny. Divertido y también gracioso. A la vez. Fun, divertido. Funny, gracioso. But it was the show called Las Piernas No Son Del Cuerpo. Do you know that show?
A lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was with Jose Luis Cano. Juan Luis Cano. He was one of the inventors, of course, the founders of the Goma Espuma, right? Goma Espuma. And he's done a lot of different radio shows over the years and is now doing a weekend show on Melodia FM. So I want to thank him for inviting me to the show. It was a lot of fun. And I shared a little clip on my Instagram today. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see a little clip that they had shared, and I reshared it. Is that a thing to reshare? I don't know. I shared their clip, and it was fun talking a bit about English and working with some trabalenguas as well, tongue twisters, and I'll leave it up to you to discover that section. And hopefully soon I'll go back and repeat it, because it was a lot of fun. So thanks to Juan Luis and the whole team there at Melodia FM. But let's begin today's Drive Time show. Also, I hope those people are listening, because they said that they listened to Vaughn Radio. They said, oh, eres Kile Millar, Evogan. Yeah, so I said, yes, that's right. But I'm here to help you with your English. And anyway, let's get started with today's show. As we begin with our Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
Doot, 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 doot. All right, the Twitter translation. You know how this works, right? I'm going to give you the sentence in Spanish. You write in on Twitter and say it in English. Twitter, or also Instagram as well. So, Tina, if people want to find me online, how can they... How can they reach me on Twitter?
Find me on Twitter. I'm Kyle Miller.
Or I'm Kile Millar.
Kile Millar, 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 Millar. That's right. It's true. I'm Kyle Miller is a name on Twitter and on Instagram too. So let me know how to say the following. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Se les pidió no fumar. Se les pidió no fumar. How would you say that? Tell me how to say that, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it a little later on in our Drive Time program.
The warm-up gym.
Warm-up gym.
All right, everybody, warm up gym. Warm up gym. I need you to do this out loud, okay? En voz alta. I'm going to say the sentence in Spanish. You say it in English, all right? All right?
Nada más y nada menos.
Eso es. Nada más y nada menos. Okay. Son de Alfredo. They're Alfredos. Right? Did you say something else? ¿Has dicho algo diferente o no? Son de Alfredo. They're Alfredos. Ya está. So there's a... Back in my home city of Halifax, Nova Scotia. Great city. I recommend you visit it. There's a restaurant. I don't know if it's still there, but it always was when I lived there. Called Alfredo, get this, Alfredo Weinstein and Ho. Now, Ho being a Chinese surname, Alfredo, I guess, Alfredo in this case was indicating Italian influence. Weinstein, I guess, indicating that they had German food. And Ho being the Chinese guy. So I don't know if they were actually... three partners, but the idea was that it was a restaurant where you could get Italian food, German food, and Chinese food.
Mmm, qué rico.
Yeah, exactly, right? So most people, they want, when they go to a restaurant, you want to be kind of specialized in something. But they did it all, you know. Well, German, but who, you know, German food, a bit different. But yeah, Italian, German, and Chinese, Alfredo Weinstein and Ho. Little promotion there for the restaurant, if they're still in business, Halifax, Nova Scotia. They had good food. Son de Alfredo, they're Alfredos. Okay. Number two, mi mujer está con mis hijos. Kyle, ¿dónde está tu mujer? Pues, my wife is with my children. My wife is, but I don't have a wife or any children. But grammatical example, my wife is with my children. Children. My wife is with my children. Number three. Los elefantes son grandes. Elephants are big. Elephants are big. Los elefantes son grandes. All right, number four. ¿Desde cuándo llevas gafas? ¿Desde cuándo? Here we go. This is a good one, Tino. Since when have you worn glasses? Since when have you worn glasses? ¿Desde cuándo? Number five. Siempre estás cambiando las reglas. You're always changing the rules.
Que es todo un cachondeo.
Ya sabes. You're always changing the rules. Las reglas. You're always changing the rules. Si no entregas la mercancía hoy, vamos a cancelar el pedido. If you don't deliver the merchandise today, we're going to cancel the order. Cancelar, anular. If you don't deliver the merchandise today, we're going to cancel the order. El pedido. The order. All right. If you don't deliver the entregar the merchandise, mercancía, no? Today, we're going to cancel the order. Apaga todas las luces. Turn off all the lights. Hey, apaga todas las luces. Turn off all the lights.
Ay, madre.
Turn off all the lights. Simplemente dejo de venir a la oficina. He just stopped coming to the office. Yeah. One day. Hey, where is he? Where's Pepe? Oh, he just stopped coming to the office. Simplemente. He just stopped coming to the office. All right. Número ocho, ya. Estoy convencido de que saben la verdad. I'm convinced they know the truth. Estoy convencido. I'm convinced they know the truth. I'm convinced they know the truth. Ven aquí y cuéntame lo que pasó. Come here and tell me what happened. Ven aquí. Oye, ven aquí. Come here y cuéntame lo que pasó. And tell me what happened. ¿Cuánta gente había en la tienda? How many people were there in the shop? How many people were there in the shop? Tengo que hacerlo de nuevo. I have to do it again. Hacerlo de nuevo, otra vez, ¿no? Volver a hacerlo. All of these are to do something again. Volver a hacerlo. To do it again. We don't say come back to do it. Right? No. To do it again. Tengo que volver a hacerlo. I have to do it again. Now, normally we do 10 sentences, but because we're in such a good mood today, it's Wednesday, it's the middle of the week, we're going to do some bonus. Let's do a couple more sentences, right, Tino? Should we?
Money.
All right. Okay, we'll do a couple more. Eso se está poniendo difícil. Es que se está poniendo difícil, hombre. This is getting difficult.
No,
it's not that fácil. It's not easy, right? It's getting. Se está poniendo difícil. It's getting difficult. It's getting tough, you could say. Oh, this is getting difficult. Ya sabes. Okay, here we go. The last one. La última frase, all right? Let me pick a good one. One moment. Okay. Nos conocemos desde hace años. Eso es muy fácil, ¿eh? But you have to know this one. You've got to be able to say this one right. Nos conocemos desde hace años. We've known each other for years. Desde hace años. So, we know each other. It's true, right? We know each other. We've known each other for years. We have known each other for years. We know each other and we've known each other for years. Desde hace. 4 years. Okay? There you have it. That is our warm-up. Those are our sentences of translation by now. I'm sure you should be all warmed up.
Expression of the day.
Yeah, the expression of the day. Ooh, just like that, the expression of the day. Now, people always have a tough time. Well, a lot of Spanish people have a tough time with make and do. Es decir, el verbo hacer. Pero en inglés, hacer puede ser make o también do. It could be make or do. What's the difference? Well, we can talk a little bit about that later. But here we have an interesting expression which involves both make and do. To make do.
Joque lío, macho.
Ya sabes. To make do. Do you know what this means, Tino, to make do? It's like apañarse, ¿no? Salir del paso. To make do. It's like to survive or manage with some limited resources. Well, you'll have to make do. You know, the supermarket is closed, so we'll have to make do with the food we have at home.
No perfecto, pero...
Yeah, I mean, it's not perfect, but we'll survive. We'll make do. Right? Apañarse. To make do. So you could say, look, you could say, well, we only have... I usually drink water during the show, and now I only have a little bit left in a bottle of water here, a tiny bit of water. So I'll have to make do with it. I have to make do with a little bit of water. I'll have to make do with what I have. Or you could say, well, we don't have much money. We'll have to make do with a small salary. We'll have to get by. Salir del paso. Make do. To make do. Well, kind of like that. Salir del paso, right? To make do. To manage with often limited resources. To make do. All right. So there you go, folks. That is our expression of the day.
Paragraph of the day.
Paragraph of the day. Ooh. But Kyle, what are you doing? Paragraph of the day.
Qué diferente.
Well, yeah, paragraph of the day. I'm going to read a paragraph out of our book. It's called 198 Paragraphs for Varied Use. And they allow us to explore some interesting, real spoken English that appears in these paragraphs. Here we go. The best trips I've taken have been winter trips. Last winter, I visited Vienna and Prague. It was cold, but there were very few tourists, and I was able to enjoy the museums without long queues. When you go to places in the winter, you see the people as they really live. In the summer, there are so many tourists that you don't often get a good feeling for the local way of life. Okay. The best trips I've taken have been winter trips. Los mejores viajes que he hecho han sido los de invierno. The best trips I've taken have been winter trips. Winter trips. Last winter, I visited Vienna and Prague. El invierno pasado, he visitado Vienna y Praga. Vienna and Prague. It was cold, but there were very few tourists. Hacía frío, pero había muy pocos turistas. Y pude disfrutar de los museos sin largas colas. It was very cold. Excuse me. It was cold, but there were very few tourists. There were very few tourists, and I was able to enjoy the museums. Disfrutar de los museos. I was able to enjoy. I was able to. Right? To be able to in the past. I was able to. Y pude disfrutar de los museos. Without long queues. Sin largas colas. Without long queues. So queue, that's a very British way of saying a line. In American English, it's a bit more common to say a lineup. Right? Oh, get in line. Get in line. Get in line or get in the lineup. But, without a long queue. Una cola larga. When you go to places in the winter, you see the people as they really live. Como viven de verdad. Ves la gente como vive de verdad. You see the people the way they really live. In the summer, en verano, hay tantos turistas que a menudo no te haces idea de la forma local de vida. In the summer, there are so many tourists that you don't often get a good feeling for the local way of life. All right. I'm going to read this. So now it should make sense, right? Tino, it's all clear, right? So we maybe learned a few expressions here. I'm going to go through this again. The best trips I've taken. Now, trip, un viaje, as a noun, a trip. The best trips I've taken have been winter trips. Last winter, I visited Vienna and Prague. It was cold, but there were very few tourists, and I was able to enjoy the museums without long queues. Without long queues. When you go to places in the winter, you see the people as they really live. In the summer, there are so many tourists that you don't often get a good feeling for the local way of life. Cuando vas a sitios en invierno, ves a la gente como vive de verdad. Right? You don't see the way they really live. You don't get a feeling for the local way of life. I think that's true. I like to go out and really see how people live. I like to just sort of walk around cities when I visit places. I like to walk around. I don't worry too much about trying to see every attraction. I like to walk around. Another thing I like to do is go to supermarkets, believe it or not. You ever do that, Tino? You go to another country, you go to a supermarket, you learn a lot. You see what people are eating, what people are buying, which gives you an indication of how they live. And try to talk to people, try to meet people, try to have a chat with people in a bar or restaurant. All right. Anyway, we're going to take a break. That's what that music means. But I'll be back, everybody, in just a couple minutes with plenty more in the next half hour of our Drive Time show. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Right Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Déjate de excusas, déjate de miedos, de vergüenza. Ven a vernos, ven a conocernos, ven a hacer tu prueba de nivel. Sin compromiso, tu prueba de nivel gratis. Llámanos 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833.
La gente cree que avanzar con el inglés, progresar, es ir adentrándose cada vez más en las estructuras, en el vocabulario, los giros, las expresiones que se supone forman parte del inglés avanzado. Pues no es así. Avanzar o progresar con el inglés es, diría yo, casi lo contrario. Es ir consolidando una agilidad total con las estructuras más básicas y sencillas. Son estas las que usamos en el 90% de las ocasiones. Las formas más avanzadas las utilizamos dos veces por día. Las básicas y sencillas, cuatro veces por minuto. El verbo to be se usa 5,000 veces más, por ejemplo, que el verbo to bother, molestar. El verbo to go se utiliza 1,000 veces más que el verbo to sleep, por poner otro ejemplo. El tiempo presente se emplea 100 veces más que el condicional o la voz pasiva. Dominar un segundo idioma en su aspecto hablado es siempre dominar primero lo básico, lo que usted cree que ya sabe, pero que no es capaz de usar con automática agilidad y espontaneidad. Los españoles que dominan mi idioma lo dominan por dos motivos. Entienden todo a la primera y exhiben una agilidad cómoda y tranquila con la estructura básica del inglés. Venga a Vaughan, conózcanos y prepárese para limpiar, pero bien, su desordenado control de la base. Fortalecer los débiles cimientos que le impide construir un precioso rascacielos con su inglés. Sin fuertes cimientos, no hay rascacielos. Sin un ágil dominio y manejo de los cimientos gramaticales de mi idioma, no hay dominio. Usted siempre vagará por un nivel intermedio. Aquí en Vaughan le colocaremos en la correcta línea de salida y le orientaremos por el correcto camino al objetivo. Vaughan.
Ven a hacer tu prueba de nivel. Sin compromiso, tu prueba de nivel gratis. Llámanos 911-33-5833. Vaughan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
Vaughan y Disney presentan
Disney English Vaughan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Vaughan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Vaughan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Vaughan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupovaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
Ahora que tienes 22, quizá 23 años, a tu edad todavía no cuesta tanto hacerte con un alto nivel de inglés. Si no acometes este problema ahora, si te empeñas en esquivar el asunto haciendo un máster en empresas, que tampoco te va a diferenciar al final, te condenas a arrastrar el tema del idioma inglés hasta el fin de tu vida profesional. Si no agarras el tema del inglés ahora, con decisión y firmeza, no llegarás a saberlo nunca. Siempre tendrás un nivel medio. Infórmate, grupovaughan.com. Vaughan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Drive Time Show. It's time for our second half hour. Just like that. The second half hour of the Drive Time Show. I didn't go anywhere. I'm still here, and we're going to begin by taking a look at today's... Well, let's see what people are talking about in the online world. How about that? In our trending topic.
Trending topics!
Trending topics, everybody. It is National Cheeseburger Day. Cheeseburger Day. Maybe one of the cheesiest days of the year. Yeah, it's a made-up holiday of the National Cheeseburger Day, and restaurants are celebrating with discounts, and even some places have free burgers. And before we talk about the origin of the cheeseburger and anything else here, I just want to say, what is your favorite place to get a hamburger or a cheeseburger? What's the restaurant? So write in. Tell me on Twitter. Tell me on Instagram. Let me know. What's your favorite place? Where's the best burger? I have my views. I do consider myself a connoisseur of burgers, Tino. I take my burgers very seriously. No hablo de broma, eh? I take my burgers very seriously. So I will give you my opinions on my favorite burgers in Madrid, because this is where I live. So what is your favorite place? Someone told me one a couple weeks ago, and I forget it, but I realized I had to try it. But I haven't had a good burger in at least a few weeks. I had some good burgers in Canada, but anyway. And I can give you advice on burger places in Canada too, if anyone ever wants to go to Canada. But tell me, where's the best hamburger in Madrid? What's your opinion? Tell me on Twitter. Okay, and I'll talk about it. I'll read your responses. Okay, but the history. Now, okay, let's go back and try to figure this out. Apparently, the hamburger, of course, before you can consider the history of the cheeseburger, you have to think of the hamburger, right? Now, apparently, the settlers were going across the Great Plains they were ranchers, los rancheros, right? Ranchers. They were going across America, and they ate a lot of beef. And apparently what they used to do was put the beef under the saddle. They would sit on the beef to tenderize it. And as the beef became, to make it more soft and tender, and apparently it was this beef that they took out and they cooked, and that was what they called hamburger. It was one of the cheapest forms of meat, so they had to basically sit on it as they were riding their horses across America to tenderize the meat. Now, adding cheese to hamburgers became popular back in the 1920s and 1930s, and there were several different claims about who invented the first cheeseburger. A guy named Lionel Sternberger. He says he introduced the cheeseburger in 1926 at the age of 16 when he was working as a fry cook at his father's sandwich shop called The Right Spot. And he accidentally dropped a piece of cheese on a sizzling hamburger. And he said, "Oh, this is good." Now, early examples of cheeseburgers started appearing on menus as early as 1928 in a Los Angeles restaurant called Odell's. And they had a cheeseburger covered in chili. They sold that for 25 cents. Now, other restaurants also claim to have invented the cheeseburger. For example, Kalen's Restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky, said that it invented the cheeseburger in 1934. But a year later, a trademark for the name cheeseburger was awarded to a guy named Lewis Ballast of a drive-in, Humpty Dumpty Drive-In in Denver, Colorado. And according to archives, the restaurant's founder, the founder of the restaurant Steak and Shake, which still exists, he applied for the trademark on the word in the 1930s. But I guess this guy Ballister had it. So I guess the trademark expired because everybody can use the word cheeseburger now, right? Anyway. But it's kind of like how I always wonder how they can trademark the word donuts. I say this all the time. It's strange to me that you can say, oh, we have a trademark on the word donut, los donuts, que es una marca. But for me, it's a food item. It's like trademarking bocadillo. You can't do it, right? So anyway, so this is National Cheeseburger Day. And this makes me, like I said, it makes me think of my favorite cheeseburgers. And I remember when I first came to Spain, I would say, which was a long time ago now, I would have to say that the best burger in Madrid was a place called Alfredo's. Alfredo's Barbecue. Alfredo's Barbacoa. And I like that place a lot. I still like it. But since then, we have experienced the burger boom. Oh, yeah. And here we have someone writing in saying, yeah, Kyle, for me, one of the best is Alfredo's Barbacoa. Yes, absolutely. You have to try it, and I have tried it. So this is a first Pignetti maker writing in on Twitter. And thank you for that. Alfredo's Barbacoa, it's good. I haven't had it in a long time. I have to go back there. Tino, have you been there? Alfredo's Barbacoa? We need to go sometime. A little excursion for burgers. Now, the long-awaited arrival, a couple of years ago now, Five Guys arrived to Madrid. And that's an American chain. Tino and I went to check it out. Tino and I went to check out Five Guys. It is good, isn't it, Tino? It's a very good burger. The thing I like about Five Guys burgers is they allow you to put whatever you want on a burger. You can say, dame 25 pepinillos. And they'll do it. Okay, they'll put them on. Give me 25 pickles. All right. Give me whatever. I want 50 pieces of tomato. Okay. Whatever you want. They're going to put it on your burger. I mean, okay, if you ask for 50 pieces, maybe they might say, come on. No, but within reason. It's not cheap. No, it's not barato. Yeah, I have to say, I'm not here to... They're not sponsoring the show. If any burger place wants to sponsor the show, I welcome it. But Five Guys is a good burger from a chain place. I also like one that's called Mad Cafe. Mad Cafe, which is down on Calle Cava Alta in Madrid. That's, for me, one of the best burgers. I also like TGB, the good burger. The bun, you know, there are very important, there are a lot of different elements of a hamburger or a cheeseburger that are very important. And one of the underestimated elements is the bun. Es el pan, Tino. Es muy importante. The bun is very, very important. So sometimes these burger places try to go with these really fancy buns. And when they do, it's very often, the bun is really fancy, but it doesn't taste great. It just doesn't fit with the burger. And the same, I don't like fancy. I don't like, for example, a caramelized onion. Okay, that's a specialty burger, but if I'm assessing a cheeseburger, I want the basic burger, you know? Bacon, yes, bacon to me belongs on a cheeseburger, but all this extra, you know, brie cheese and things like that, that's a specialty item. So it's tough to say what the best is in Madrid. It's very difficult to say. But Alfredo's is quite good. I really do like Five Guys. It's a chain. And I like, yeah, like I said, Madrid, Mad Grill. Or sorry, Mad Cafe. The Mad Grill is like the sister restaurant of it. And there, so those are my maybe three that come to mind. And then there's the famous, have you ever eaten at the, Don Oso? Do you know? Don Oso. It's a classic. It's un clásico, eh? They're cheap. And you know, it's a classic burger. It's a classic Spanish burger. It's a classic pre-burger invasion. Before the burger boom, there was Don Oso. And I respect that. I respect that. They're cheap. You go down, you get a couple burgers, you get a can of Coke or a beer or whatever. I like to have Coke with my burger. That's my style. But, I like what they do. You know, they don't say, oh, it's popular to do this and this, so we have to change our style. No, they just do their own thing. And I respect that. Respect for Don Oso in Madrid, a classic on the Calle Don Oso Cortez, right? Anyway, speaking of all that, let's look at some vocabulary, Tino. How about that? Why don't we go with some vocabulary from the world of fast food, de comida rápida. And people at home are saying, oh, mira, el Guiri hablando de la comida rápida. Qué típica. Yeah, well, you know. All right, hamburguesa, hamburger. Hamburguesa de pollo would be a chicken burger. Do you like chicken burgers, Tino? Mmm. There's actually a restaurant in my city of Halifax, or just outside Halifax, a place called Bedford, and they have a famous restaurant called the Chicken Burger. And their special item is chicken burgers. And, yeah, they're good. The Chicken Burger. But anyway, and if you don't have meat but you have vegetarian alternatives, you could call it a veggie burger. ¿Y el perrito caliente? Hot dog. Do you like hot dogs, Tino? Yeah. Tino likes hot dogs. I think most people like hot dogs. El bocadillo. Well, I mean, un sandwich. A sandwich. Bocadillo. We just call it like a type of sandwich. Now, if you go to Subway restaurant, we call those subs. Submarine sandwiches. Because it's shaped like a submarine. Okay. Sandwich abierto, open sandwich. All right. El taco. Un taco. Okay, a taco. Give me a couple of tacos. Yeah. Or we have also wraps. You wrap something up. We call it a wrap, of course. Pincho moruno. Kebab. Yeah, we can call these a kebab on the little skewer. All right. Now, there's some different, you know, there's some regional terminology here. La crepe. Crepes. All right. Let's see. El pescado y las patatas fritas. But nobody ever says that, right? You go to London. Dame unos. Everybody, come on. Fish and chips, right? Fish and chips. Y las costillas. Ribs. Although ribs in a fast food place, I wouldn't call that fast food. To me, fast food doesn't have a waiter. Okay, that's my policy. If there's a waiter, si hay camarero, para mí no es fast food. It could be unhealthy food, right? It could be burgers. But if it has a waiter, it's not fast food. Fast food, you go up to the counter and you order and you kind of serve yourself. La hamburguesa, because the burger, yeah. La pajita. The straw, straw. El refresco, soft drink. La servilleta de papel, paper napkin. Y bandeja, tray, T-R-A-Y. La pizza. Notice how I say pizza. We don't say pizza. Like a lot of people here say pizza, but in English, pizza.
We have pizzas, we have 300 hamburgers, many, many french fries.
Exactly.
All of our favorite foods.
That was Big Don, our friend Don Trump there. All right, la pizzeria is a pizza parlor. Okay, and then you can say to eat in. They'll often say, do you want that for here or to go? Or eat in or to take out? To go, to get it to go, we can also say take out, or the British would say take away. All right? So there you have it. There you have a little vocabulary from the wonderful world of fast food. The wonderful world of fast food. So we have writing in as well. First Pignetti, again, writing in on Twitter, says, Kyle, have you had Goiko Grill? Absolutely. Yeah, Goiko Grill's good. That's a good burger. It's a good burger. Good business, too. They've done really well. Yeah, I do like that. I need to do a... I was always thinking about doing a burger review blog. And maybe do like video reviews of burgers. I think would be popular. I think people would watch those videos. But I need to get a partner to do this, I think. Some sort of a sponsor. Anyway, why don't we move on? Hey, why don't we go ahead? You know I love business, right, Tino? Tino knows I love business. Let's go ahead with a section we call Let's Get Down to Business.
Come to my office.
What a bargain.
Meeting starting in 5 minutes.
Buy.
Let's get down to business.
All right, everybody. Let's get down to business. And today, you know, if you know me well, or maybe you just know me a little bit, you might know I have a book called Business English. Tu guía para conseguir trabajo y triunfar en los negocios en inglés. And I have a section. I have sections about advanced, well, real different business areas, including marketing, accounting, finance. And we can take some sentences. We can translate a little bit from our marketing book, for our marketing sentences, let's say, to help us learn and reinforce certain business terms. Okay. Why don't we do this? Tino, could we get 5 seconds? We'll do the translation activity, all right? So I'm going to say it in Spanish, and you say it in English, and then we'll review some of the vocabulary, okay?
¿Cómo se comportan los consumidores?
How do consumers behave?
¿Cómo se comportan?
How do consumers behave?
So comportarse, to behave.
How do consumers behave? Now, consumers are people who, well, they consume, right?
Consumidores.
We have users and we have consumers. They use something up, okay?
Tenemos que establecer unas metas comunes.
We have to set some common goals. We have to set some common goals.
Lo que propones supone bastante reto.
Lo que propones. What you propose is quite challenging.
Supone bastante reto.
What you propose is quite challenging. Quite challenging.
Esta decisión tendrá un impacto medioambiental.
This decision will have an environmental impact.
Yeah.
This decision will have an environmental impact.
Medio ambiente is the environment.
Environmental impact.
Quiero animar a los clientes a expresar su opinión. I want to encourage customers to express their opinion. Animar. Encourage. Okay, and customers. Bueno, clientes, en este caso, customers. But if they're buying a product, remember, cliente can be customer or client. A customer buys a product. A client buys a service. Right? So it could be customer or client in this case. We don't know. Tratamos con organizaciones sin ánimo de lucro. We deal with non-profit organizations. Sin ánimo de lucro. We deal with non-profit organizations. Organizaciones sin ánimo de lucro. Here we go. Un cliente es alguien que compra un producto. A customer is someone who buys a product. Un cliente es alguien que compra un servicio. A client is someone who buys a service. A client is someone who buys a service. A customer is someone who buys a product. A client is someone who buys a service. Espero que esta solución cubra tus necesidades. Cubra, yes. I hope this solution meets your needs. To meet one's needs. El cliente, this is a good one. El cliente siempre tiene razón. This is a good expression, a fixed expression. The customer is always right. Yeah, the customer, we say that. The customer's always right. the customer is always right. All right, there you go. So 10 sentences. And if you want more of these and to improve your vocabulary and improve your knowledge of terminology in business in general, in marketing, in accounting, in finance, all of this, and learn different business areas, I have a book called Business English, available now from Vaughn Business English. You can get it in El Corte Inglés, in Casa de Libro, and of course at Vaughn Tienda, the Vaughn Tienda, and also online, vaughntienda.com, vaughntienda.com. I want to just quickly tell you, before we go to a break, that we have some spots available now in our upcoming Masters, the Masters en Inglés Profesional, the MIP course in Vaughan, a program that I had the pleasure of teaching in for several years. I worked as a teacher in the Masters, and it was, for me, a very intense experience. For my students, a far more intense experience. It takes the Vaughan method to the next level, maximizing everything, maximizing class time with 5 hours of class per day during the full-time master, 5 hours of class per day plus 5 hours of homework per day. So it's a 10-hour per day commitment, 5 days a week. The full-time master also includes 2 visits to Vaughan Town, over 1,000 hours of English, very, very intense, with some of the best teachers, not only in Spain, but in the world, for teaching English as a second language. So certainly Spain's best teachers. It is extremely demanding, and I have to say that it works very well. I was overwhelmed by the success, by the progress that my students made during the master, the MIP. And I encourage you to reach out to Vaughan if you are looking to make definitive progress with your English and to not have to worry about English through your professional career. You want to attack it and solve that problem first. Now is the time, and there are spots available in the Master in English Professional. So reach out to Vaughn. Give us a call. You can find all the information at grupovaughan.com and ask about the Master in English Professional. I'm going to take a quick break, but I'll be back in just a few minutes. So please don't touch that dial.
Años descubriendo junto a ti.
Si no te apuntas a los 6 días en Vaughan Town, lo único que podemos recomendar a cambio son 6 meses viviendo y trabajando en el extranjero, en un país de habla inglesa. Solo 6 días en Vaughan Town te aupa más que 6 meses fuera. ¿No nos crees? Manda a Vaughan Town a un amigo empleado que esté desesperado con el inglés y obsérvale 6 días después. El cambio que verás te sorprenderá. La inversión en tiempo y dinero tendrá un retorno impresionante.
Este año quiero recomendarte nuestro programa de formación más completo y potente que multiplicará tus oportunidades. Seguro que has oído hablar de él. Es nuestro máster en inglés profesional. Además, lo tienes disponible en todos los horarios, mañanas, tardes o fin de semana. La próxima convocatoria está ya muy cerca y, como siempre, a estas alturas ya son pocas las plazas que quedan. Si este año quieres ver un cambio significativo en tu inglés, esta es la mejor opción. ¿Por qué no reservas tu cita para hacer tu prueba de nivel? Sin compromiso, llámanos 911-133-5833. Toma nota. 911-133-5833. Sin duda, podemos asegurarte que realizando el esfuerzo y dedicación necesaria, avanzarás muy notablemente con el dominio del inglés y te sentirás cómodo o cómoda en cualquier ámbito, tanto profesional como personal. Ven a hacer tu prueba de nivel. Sin compromiso, tu prueba de nivel gratis. Llámanos 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Experiencia laboral, 2 años. Nivel de inglés... Yo qué sé, ¿qué pongo?
En Vaughan te lo ponemos aún más fácil. Llama al 911-133-5833 e infórmate sobre el WEMIP, el Máster en Inglés Profesional de fin de semana. 911-133-5833. Infórmate, WEMIP, Máster en Inglés Profesional de fin de semana. Para ti, que no tienes tiempo, pero estás decidido a solucionar de una vez por todas tu problema con el inglés. 911-133-5833.
Ven a hacer tu prueba de nivel. Sin compromiso, tu prueba de nivel gratis. Llámanos 911-133-5833.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupovaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
Hello, good morning.
A las 7:30, haz las mañanas más productivas. Más radio, más Vaughan, mucho más Richard Vaughan Live.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
En Vaughan pensamos en todo. Por eso, y por petición popular, lanzamos nuestro libro Inglés para ligar y todo lo que viene después. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com.
¿Sabes que puedes tener un profesor Vaughan en tu empresa? Con nuestro programa Inglés in Company creamos planes de formación a medida de cada alumno de cada grupo y nuestros profesores se desplazan a tu empresa en el horario que mejor se adapte a vuestras necesidades. Inglés in Company, el método Vaughan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 911-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.